Good afternoon, Dr. Adrian.
Good afternoon, Tracy.
So many people may not know that you also specialise in aesthetics.
Mm-hmm.
And that might seem a bit odd being a doctor and aesthetics and beauty. Like, could you illuminate us on the connection and why you ventured into that field?
Okay. Again, it harks back to my experience as a GP, and particularly when I got really excited about functional medicine and started really going into that area, that I'd have a lot of patients who would come to see me for acne.
Mm-hmm.
And I had major concerns about Roaccutane, and that's actually where I got started, that I had a lot of patients who would come to see me asking me about Roaccutane prescribing. Mm-hmm. And obviously as a functional medicine doctor, that's raised the hairs on my neck.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of got into thinking, is there any other way to treat them for their acne, which obviously is a very concerning problem. And I also started doing a lot of skin diseases. I started working with people with psoriasis, started working with people with skin conditions because of gluten intolerance, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And so that space suddenly became kind of made itself known to me in a way. So I started doing a little bit of research into the area, and then I realized that actually skin was a very large part of what I do. And I'd always done it because I do skin cancer medicine. I'd always done, you know, skin cancer. I was aware of skin. I've always done eczema in pediatrics, severe eczema in pediatrics, etc., and had very good success with that. But never really delved into the aesthetics space. And when I started doing it, the more I learned about it, the more I realized that there's really a very big opportunity here for people to do things holistically. And that's really what got me into it. And if you've been with me for, say, almost a year now, and you know that for me, anything that we can do, I like to look at doing it naturally, without chemicals, without artificial ingredients. So I really started getting into that space so I could talk to people intelligently about why I recommend the things that I do. And so that's how I got into aesthetics.
And I think one of the things that I love about working with you is because my passion is all things natural, because
yes.
the body can heal itself
mm-hmm.
in the right environment.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that you use, like the LED lights, the IPL, all
mm-hmm.
the different modalities that work on beauty
mm-hmm.
actually work to activate beauty within.
Yes.
And that you'll talk to people, why do you want this
yes.
Aesthetic? What's important to you?
Well, I think that we have to be responsible and true to our calling as physicians. Yes, it's a very profitable and lucrative area to go into, but at the same time, you have to look at why people want certain treatments.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm here to help people achieve their best selves, whether it's health or in beauty. But at the same time, if a patient is coming to you and they have body dysmorphic disorder where what they perceive isn't real, I think there's a real responsibility that you have to kind of draw the line somewhere and say, no, this is what I see. And that's really what people trust you for. So I think me stepping into that space was about bringing that same, you know, ethics into that space and saying, I am happy to do things for patients safely and to help them look and feel better. But at the same time, they can expect that they're going to have a real conversation with me about what they need and what they don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're not going to do things that patients don't need. For me, another part of it that's very important is the fact that I get to pick and choose what products my patients are going to be exposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very, very critical to me. In general, if you look at the average woman, when we talk about this day and age of PCOS and infertility and patients having trouble with losing weight, it's estrogen disorders, etc., all of that behavior is because of lifestyle things. The average woman puts over 22 different products, chemicals, on her skin before she leaves the house in the morning, whether it's the shampoos that they use, the hair products that they use, the facial cleansers, the skin lotions, then, you know, all the makeup that they pack on, the perfumes that they use before they leave the house. If you compare them to men, the reason why men don't have a lot of these medical problems is because men don't use these products. You know, none of these things are without a cost.
Yes.
And women are not aware that these things are actually causing them problems. And, you know, I have patients who tell me, I can't live without makeup. Well, if that's the case, then I better get your skin right so that you can, you know, leave the house without makeup. Or maybe I better refer you to cosmeceuticals that are going to do the job for you without introducing a whole lot of chemicals into the body that we're going to have to then start trying to correct endocrine disruptions with. So it's about that, the fact that people are not aware, and I'm in a position to do some good in that arena. The other issue is that there are a lot of mechanical things that we can use to achieve the same results with them. Like you mentioned LED. I love LED. LED for skin is absolutely fantastic. And the amount, I can use it for rejuve, I can use it for acne, I can use IPL for acne. All of these things require me to introduce no chemicals into the body.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I can do sonophoresis where I can actually inject serums into the body that are vitamin and hydration elements that can actually penetrate deeper without patients having to do any of these things chemically.
Mm.
So I get to play in that space as well, but do it from a holistic point of view, which I think is pretty brilliant.
Yeah, so clarify the difference between cosmeceuticals and over-the-counter. You can't always get the cosmeceuticals mm-hmm. over-the-counter.
No. There are doctor-only products
yes.
as well as... So basically, cosmetics are regulated and can only have a certain amount of chemical in them by law.
Mm-hmm.
And generally speaking, most people buying cosmetics over-the-counter are throwing their money away. The cosmetics over-the-counter do absolutely nothing, and they are not meant to do anything other than to temporarily make you look and feel good, and they do not heal the skin, they do not nourish the skin, because anything that can actually chemically do something for you has to be labeled as a medication.
Mm-hmm.
So
and it's regulated.
So anything that people are buying over the counter, they have to realize it's actually not effective at all, other than to temporarily adjust the surface of the skin. And then it does nothing.
Yes.
When you get into cosmeceuticals, things that have to be prescribed by a doctor, things that are used by doctor-only practices, then you start getting into stuff that can actually modify skin, that can change collagen, that can actually penetrate the skin and actually do some good.
So it's actually skin food.
It's skin food, skin medication. Finer, exactly.
It's accurately yes, measured.
It's accurately measured. The quantity that is absorbed is known, and what changes it creates is known.
And it's all natural.
It's natural. Well, for me, I only use all natural brands anyway.
Yeah, which
there
is
are
non-natural
brands, but sure. I don't use non-natural brands.
But what's exciting for me is there are a number of natural cosmeceutical
yes.
products
yes.
that you use in your treatments
yes.
and are available for people
well,
to
yes.
buy.
And I also recommend even makeup. There are certain companies that I recommend patients use that are, again, makeup that's geared towards being holistic, geared towards being natural, does not clog your pores, does not introduce chemicals into the body. And I frequently recommend that to patients as well.
Mm, excellent.
So.
So people want to learn a bit more about how good their skin can be with Skin Urine,
mm-hmm.
with you.
Yes.
How do they contact you? What's the best way? Facebook, phone number?
Well, we have a Facebook page called Skin Urine Aesthetics. And so they right now, I haven't set up the website fully yet. So that's the best way to get in touch with me. And they can also send me a message at beautydoc@skinurine.com.au. So those are two ways to get in touch with me. And if they want to book an appointment, they can book an appointment to get treatments done. So we've been doing quite a few treatments over the last year and a half. And I just recently got another laser. So I'm very excited to add tattoo removal and laser hair
yes.
removal to my repertoire. So
absolutely. I'm very excited.